here with Brainstorm vocalist Andy B. Frank. Andy, it's great to be able to speak to you yet again and talk about what Brainstorm currently has going on. And you have a new album out as well. So talk a little bit about what you guys currently have going on now.
Okay. Same band, new album. That's it. Okay. Same members, different songs.
Right.
I think it's a little bit different anyway. So it's the 12th album, which is if you have a look on the cover, it's quite easy to find out. As you have on the left side on the cover, you have this alarm clock showing you the number 12, and this is also where the title comes from, you know. So because Torsten and me, we sit around, you know, so and we were thinking about how we could name the new album, and he was really into that number 12 and so on. And I said, "Wow, that doesn't make any sense to have the number 12 somehow in the album titles, you know." And but then he came around and said, why not using midnight as 12 p.m. is for the Americans. It features the number 12 as well, and is It's got something, mysterious, whatever, you know. So and then he asked me what are some of the lyrics about, and I told him that some of the lyrics are about my fears I had when I was a kid and so on. And he said, he said something like, yeah, so you're writing about ghosts? And I said, yes, I do. Somehow I do. Yeah. He said, so why not calling the album Midnight Ghost? And I was really like, Midnight Ghost? Do you really think so? So we had the scary creatures, and now we have the Midnight Ghost. Okay, what comes up next?
Right.
But we will make up our mind about this in about 2 or 3 years or so. But yes, new album, to be very honest, I personally think it is maybe one of the most important albums I've ever recorded. And it is definitely one of the albums I am extremely proud of, you know. And it was a hard work, to be very honest, you know. But I think every second, every single minute, you know, was worth it, you know. So it was amazing, and we're all so proud on the album, you know. But the cool thing, of course, is that when you have fans, they are so happy with the new album, and we were able to surprise old fans with our 12th album, which is, I think, pretty a cool story anyway. And we were able to found so many new fans with a new album. That's also brilliant, you know. So we love it. Mm-hmm. We absolutely love it.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Andy. One of the things that I think is great is the fact that this album is probably the catchiest album of any Brainstorm record I've ever listened to. In fact, I would go as far as to say it's a lot better than the last few albums you guys have put out. And let's talk about that, because to me, this record is probably one of my favorite, if not my favorite album you've ever put out.
I think the main difference is really, the way the process, you know, we went through. Normally, in the case of Brainstorm, we do write and arrange songs, then we go into the studio, then we record the songs, then we release the album. And as always, Torsten and we were sitting somewhere. We're sitting in a tour bus listening to the new album, and then we look at each other and say, we should have done something different here. We should have done something different there. And that is something we never wanted to have, you know. So, and that's why Torsten and we decided to record the album in our practicing room and in our rehearsing room, you know. And then recorded the vocals, we recorded the guitars, drums, everything else. And then we went away from each other for at least 3 months or so. And then we came back together in January. And then we started listening to our own songs with fresh ears, with an open mind. And then we found out, okay, we should change something here, should change something there. It was cool to find out after only a few months, you were able to do your own stuff with like a foreign person, you know, like you were able to listen to your own songs like a person that had never ever heard of these songs, you know. So, and then we started to rearrange parts. We kicked out some parts, and then we wrote new parts. And that, I think, is the main difference and the reason why we're so happy, still happy with the new album, you know. So, and there's no single word or note or whatever, you know, I would have done differently. And that's something that makes me so proud. And it was worth it, you know. So it took, of course, way longer than ever before, but it was absolutely worth it, you know. So I think that is the step we missed with the last, especially for the last, for some albums, not just all of them, but on some of the last albums, we missed that step, you know. So we should have stepped back a little bit. And this is what we've done this time, and this is the reason why I think Midnight Ghost is one of the best albums we've ever recorded.
You know, and as a musician, you always go back and you think to yourself, you know, I don't know if I really love this album or not. Or you go back and you think, man, you know, there's a lot of other things that I feel I could have done better on the album. But you've done a very good job on this record, and you seem very, very happy with it. Like, you don't have any of those reservations. And in my opinion, I think you really hit the mark on this and this record.
Yeah, it's you know, Thorsten always freaks out, you know. So next album is a 10th album. It's gonna be special. Next album is the 11th album. It's gonna be special. Next album is the 12th album. It's going to be special. So I'm pretty sure that he will come back and, again with a 13th album and say, it's going to be the 13th album. It's going to be special anyway. So, mm-hmm. But yes, I think it was absolutely important to us, you know, to take our time for the album, not just to go into the studio, record it, and release it as soon as possible. No, so we also called the record company and told them, because they wanted to release the album in the spring, you know. So, and we said, no, we will not release it. We will release Midnight Ghost when it's done, you know. So, and not a single day earlier, you know. That doesn't make any sense, because we wanted to be satisfied with every single note on the album 100%, you know. So, and this is the reason why it took us a little bit longer, but as I said, it was absolutely worth it.
Did it help you that you now only have one band to concentrate on, as opposed to with Symphorce you had two? So now with having one band, obviously you can concentrate more or less on one band and writing songs for that.
I think so. It's always fun, you know, to hang out with different other musicians, you know. So, and it gives you another experience, of course, you know. So, and it's making music, you know. And so making music is always fun. It should make fun, you know. So, okay. But at the end, of course, in the case of Brainstorm, I think it helped me, yeah, to be 100%, probably 200% only focused on the new album, you know. So nothing on the left side, nothing on the right side, you know. So just be focused only on that album. And I think, yeah, that was really important to me, to be very honest. Yeah,
Andy, it seems that you've done very well as far as chart positions and everything going on with this record. And how would you rate the reception and the way this album has been received in comparison to some of the other records that you have?
You know, I think it's about, 14 years ago or so. I think so, in 2004 or so. That was the time when we went into the German long play charts for the very first time, you know. So, and that was, of course, a milestone to us, you know. So with Soul Temptation entered the German charts, and we were so happy, you know, so with everything. But I think this time it is different, you know. So as we have reached so many new people, you know. So, and as you probably know, of course, you know, the download charts are amazing, are very important these days, you know. So so the internet became more and more important, you know. So, and now we have fans all over the world, you know. We've been number one for at least 2 days in New Zealand, you know. So, which is something like, we never been to New Zealand, you know. I have no idea what happened down there, you know. So, but the record company called us and they said, you guys know you are number one in New Zealand in the download charts. For you've been number one for 2 days. And I said, just metal charts or what? And they said, nah, official download chart, New Zealand. I was really like, New Zealand? So you want me to bring me down for a promotion tour or so? No. And I said, yeah, so why are you telling me? But okay, you know, but so yes, of course. I think this album is probably, I think they're Soul Temptation, Liquid Monster, those have been very, very important albums to us. But since then, you know, I think Midnight Ghost is, of course, probably the most important album to us, you know. So, and it's, yeah, it is Brainstorm 2018, and it shows you perfectly, you know, what Brainstorm is all about, you know, so in 2018, and that's brilliant. We love it.
You know, it's interesting. I always consider Brainstorm one of the most underrated bands in heavy metal. You guys consistently put out great albums, but it always seems to me that some of the mainstream press in the heavy metal scene, they really overlook you guys, and no one really talks about how great of a band you guys actually are. But, you know, I've always considered you a band that is consistently great. But unfortunately, you never get the recognition, in my opinion, that you deserve.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. You know, whenever we play festivals, for example, you know, all the organizers, all the promoters, they know, you know, when Brainstorm is coming to town, you know, so all the people will freak out and you will have a great time, you know. So the funny thing is, really, we can play in front of about 50,000 people. We will burn down the house, you know, so they will freak out extremely, you know, and everybody comes right after the show. All the fans are coming and say, you've been the best band, you've been so amazing. But when we have left the building, it seems like we're forgotten, you know.
Right.
I have no idea what to do, so probably we have to have a flying dragon over us or whatever, you know. So, and I do have to spit fire, so I have no idea. So we are not we do not have this kind of a special image or so. I think that's sometimes I think that's somehow a problem to some people, but on the other hand, we do have very a long time die hard fans, you know, say they behind us, you know, so we have a strong following which is also very cool, and there are fans around, you know, so we can count on them since at least now 15 up to 20 years now, which is also really cool, I think, you know. So, but of course you're right, yes, there are some other bands around, you know, they're selling not that many records as we do, but people around think that they are rock stars, you know, and we're not. So yes, we're not, but anyhow, we love making music.
Right. Well, you know, and it's funny because when I listen to your music, there's always two kinds of power metal. There's the European power metal and American power metal. And American power metal has more of a darker edge to it as opposed to the European stuff. And even though you're a European band, at the same time, you guys sound more like an American power metal band than you do, say, a European power metal band. And I'm going to go back to your awesome show you played at the Brave Words and Bloody Knuckles Six Pack in Cleveland. God, it had to be like 13, 14, 15 years ago now. And just ask this question, because not many people over here really talk about you, but my question for you is this, you know, what kind of American fan base do you have? And maybe elaborate a little bit on the fan base you have over here in the States.
We do have cool fans from in the U.S., you know, and with every album, with every interview, with every whatever, you know, so we do receive, let's say, hundreds of thousands of emails, you know, from fans saying, please come to the U.S. again, and so on and so on. But again, our booking agent is talking to a lot of different agencies in the U.S., you know, and he wants, of course, to bring us over, but somehow it did not happen over the last couple of years. It is bizarre because we're playing this kind of a US metal kind of music, you know. So, and it's the funny thing, because in Europe, especially in Germany, all the people say Brainstorm is the US metal, power metal band, you know. So, and they sound like Iced Earth, Metal Church, or whatever, you know. So, and yes, that's how they do see us over here, you know. So, and yes, we have a strong following also in the US as well. You know, we have received a lot of great, we have received a fantastic response for the new album, and we hope that we can make it really soon, because as you probably know, you know, so the US has all always been my favorite country, you know, to play and to go on tour. And I still do remember the time when I came to Cleveland for the very first time. You know, I had these tears in my eyes because I've seen the traffic signs of the fall, like I've seen on movies, you know, on The Fall Guy, you know, back in the 80s. You know, I've seen that on a movie always, that the green traffic signs, you know. So, and then I got picked up at the airport, and then we drove down the highway, you know, and then I've seen that green traffic signs, and I had really tears in my eyes, and I was really like, oh God, I can touch them, they're for real, you know. So it's that was amazing. So, and it is still for me a dream, you know, and I hope we can make it with the Midnight Ghost now,
right?
And to come over and to play as many shows as possible, of course.
Now, you played here in my hometown of Cleveland, and, you know, what are some of the memories you have of playing your one show here in the Cleveland area?
We played together with Primal Fear and our friend from Germany, and we played there. Was it Metal Church, I think?
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the, yeah. And that was the most important thing I do remember about the first show in the U.S. was that my credit card got burned, you know. So I went into that shopping mall, you know, and I have no idea how many money I spent there. You know? I never thought that I will never ever make it back to the U.S. So I thought I have to pay and buy everything in one day, you know. So that was pretty amazing. But of course, the show was pretty cool, you know. This is, you know, it's that's a show, you know, when you start making music, I think whoever has made music and whoever has played live in his entire life, you know, so will always remember the first show, you know, whenever he was up on stage, you know, so, and he will always, I think a person will ever remember that. And so a lot of people ask me what were the most important things with Brainstorm or in my musical career, you know. So, and to be very honest, yes, of course, playing my first show in my entire life, and playing the first show outside Germany was pretty cool. And then playing the first big festival is something I will never ever forget. But of course, playing overseas, you know, so playing in the U.S. is something I will never ever forget, you know. So, and of course, Mark Grauman just brought us over, you know. So, and he just made everything possible. I'm still in touch with him, you know, since then. He's a great person, great guy, you know. So, and yeah, it's something I'm so extremely thankful for, that, because when I was a young boy, a young kid, you know, and I always dreamed about that moment to play in a band, to release albums, to go on tour. I never ever expected to play in the U.S. once in my entire life, you know. So, and now we did it several times, you know, and of course, this is something, you know, this is always like a dream came true, you know. So, but I'm still living that dream, you know, and I'm still not finished, you know. So there's much more to come.
Right. Well, I mentioned about the fact that you guys are always consistently very, very good and putting out consistently great records. And what has kept that going for you? Why has this band been so consistent over the years?
I have no idea. To be very honest, it's difficult to say. I think that the most I think two words probably. It's friendship and honesty, you know. So, because we've always been honest to each other, and we're acting whenever we're together, whenever we're on tour, and so we're always treat us as we're friends, you know. We not just only treat us as friends, because we are friends, you know. So, and we all go up go together through all ups and downs, you know, and everything. And I think that's something that makes our relationship so special, you know. So, and that's the reason probably why we're together since so many years, you know. It's, mm-hmm. I think especially Dieter, Torsten, and Milan, they're together since about now, I think, 30 years or so. And I'm in the band since about 20 years, and also Tony's in the band since about 12 or 15 years or so, which is amazing, you know. So, and we can count on each other, you know. So we can, whatever comes, you know, there's nothing you cannot talk about or so. That's that's 100% friendship,
right?
And that's also something I think you can hear in the music at the end, you know, because whatever we do, we know exactly what the other guy is are doing, you know. So, and I think that's the most important thing: honesty and friendship.
So my question for you is, next, are you going on tour? And maybe tell the fans out there that are going to be checking out this interview, when you guys plan on playing out.
Yeah, we're going on tour. Of course, we do. We already played some shows with the new album. And, you know, playing playing the first shows with a new album, with playing new songs, is always difficult, you know. It always makes you a little bit nervous, you know, so going out, because you have no idea how the people will react on the new songs. But it turned out amazing, you know. So especially on the first day when we played those release shows, you know, for the new album, you know, on the first day, of course, there were a lot of people in the crowd, you know. They have heard, they haven't heard about the new songs so far, you know. So, but on the second day, there were already people in the crowd, you know. They were singing all the lyrics with me, you know. So, I was really astonished about that, you know, because I was really like, oh my god, they have the albums at home since about 2 days, and they know all the lyrics. Some of them knew the lyrics better than me, you know. So, but right. Anyhow, you know, it all worked out. And of course, we want to tour as much as possible, as we think that this is as we always talked about it, it is probably the most important album in our career so far, you know. So, and of course, we want to bring the Midnight Ghost maybe all over the world, you know. So we hope so,
right?
Because we want to play, and we want to play the new songs for all the people out there, because we think it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it listening to the new album, and as we can, to reach so many new fans with the new stuff, you know. So it's, of course, playing as many shows as possible. That's what counts.
Andy, any last words for the fans that are going to be checking out this interview on my show?
Yes, of course. This is Andy B. Franco brainstorming. You are listening, of course, to the one and only show in town. And the best thing you can do is check out the new Brainstorm album and Midnight Ghost. So far, thanks so much for your support. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much.